Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because he went back, God bless him for doing this. He went back and he watched the six games of Deshaun Watson at quarterback, and he found some takeaways, some things that he thought. I don't know what they are because I haven't read the article, like I said, but we're going to find out at 6 o'clock what he discovered, if he discovered anything differently about Deshaun Watson in his film study. So we'll pick his brain on that. We'll pick his brain on a few other things. That's at 6. Also coming up, guys, what amount of money do you need to find on the ground to then be willing to try to seek out the potential owner of said money and give it back to them? Talk about that coming up in here in a little bit. But I know that the 11-0 start for Cleveland is the Cavaliers, obviously. We're clearly not talking about the Cleveland Browns. Has been fun. And I know we're trying to use it as like this barometer for how great they're going to be. And rightfully so. When you start 11-0, there's only, I think, 12 teams in the history of the NBA that have ever done that. So yeah, you are in elite company by doing something like this. You know, we talked about like the last team to go 10-0, and I don't know how long. I forget how many games the Warriors won in a row to start that 2016 season. They won 24. It was 24. Okay. So we know, like, that's the bar, is like winning 24 in a row, which is the record, I believe, too. And so, like, they got a long way to go to get to that level, but 11-0 is 11-0. It's nothing to just, like, you know, sneeze at and not think anything of. And it's the reason why so many people around the NBA are starting to finally respect the Cavs, I would say, and finally start to like take notice of the fact that, yeah, this team is really pretty good, and we probably need to start paying more attention to them because they're not just like, this is not a fluke. I think 11-0 tells you like this isn't a fluke, that this team is a good team. Like they're doing it night in and night out, and they're finding ways to win, and it's you know, certainly a testament to how good that they are. But I don't know that it's even the biggest reason why I believe that the Cavs are a good team. And it'll go on for as long as it goes on. They might lose one of these games coming up, and we'll just, you know, we'll see how they respond to that. And I do think that'll be a testament to how good of a team they are as well. Will be, you know, what it's easy when you're winning all these games. When you start losing them, how do you respond? How do you react? I'm imagining that they're going to take it fine and keep moving and focus on the task at hand. We heard that in that Darius Garland clip last segment. Like, at some point they're going to lose. They know that. How they're going to respond is kind of the bigger question here. And so, yeah, like I think there's certainly reason to get excited about all this and see how far they can take it. But I'm going to be honest, man. Like, it's not even the biggest reason why I think that the Cavs are for real. The reason that I believe the Cavs are going to be a great team this year is because they're finding different ways to win. And Kenny Atkinson talked about this a little bit after the game the other night, like how Donovan Mitchell is obviously the star player on this team, but how teams that rely solely on their star player, I'm not saying it was a shot at JB Bickerstaff, but it could have been perceived that way. But his point was that, like, teams that rely on solely one player, like, can you win that way? Yes, of course you can. But you don't win a lot that way. And it's a lot harder. It's a lot more stressful to try to win that way when you're just kind of relying on one guy to carry you. His team right now is using everybody. I talked about earlier in the show, like the 10 to 11 man rotations and getting a lot of different guys reps and closing out a game with Caris LeVert, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and who am I missing? Oh, Ty Jerome. Like a lineup we hadn't seen yet this year. I mean, that's the type of stuff that, yes, those reps are important to those guys. It gets them at a place where come playoff time, they don't feel overwhelmed by the moment. And so that stuff all matters. But it's the fact that you're seeing him try different things to win games. That lineup on Saturday, like I mentioned. Last Saturday, it was Donovan Mitchell needing a buzzer beater. That's one of those games where you did sort of lean on your star player to come up in the big spot. And he delivers with a game-winning shot against the Bucks. It's Darius Garland taking over late in games and, you know, having these amazing clutch stats that we heard Ethan Sands rattle off earlier in the show. Like, it's those types of things that, to me, Evan Mobley blocking a key shot that leads to a transition bucket. Like, everybody is having a hand in this. Everybody is contributing to winning, and everybody's contributing to winning in key moments. They should have lost that game to the Bucks on Saturday. Just straight up. I'm being 100% serious when I say it. Like, they had no business winning that game on Sunday. Or Saturday, excuse me. But they did because they found a way. They were down 14 points. It looked like the second night of a back-to-back was getting to them. And they were really sluggish, and it just wasn't there for them that night. The Nets, understanding it was the second night of a back-to-back, credit to them. They were pressing Darius Garland like all the way up the floor in front of the Cavs bench at times. Like, they were trying to make it harder and muck that game up for the Cavs, who played at such a fast pace, and it almost worked. But they somehow, some way, they found a way to win a game that was more sluggish and that was playing more into the Nets' hands. And that, again, is maybe the ultimate testament to being a great team, is the fact that no matter what people throw at you, you have a counter. You have ways to win. You have different ideas and different options that can lead to winning rather than just...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's put the ball in Donovan Mitchell's hands, play some ISO, and see if he can win the game for us. I mean, that is phenomenal. That's what the Golden State Warriors in 2015 through, when did Kevin Durant leave? 2019? Like, that's what those teams were. That's what the Celtics are considered right now in the Eastern Conference, is they don't need Jason Tatum just to take over the game. Jaylen Brown arguably had a better finals than Jason Tatum did. Like, that's the type of stuff that makes you a great team and does get you on the same level or the same playing surface as a team like the Celtics, as a team like the old Golden State Warriors, and that can win you a championship. So that, to me, is the most telling thing about this team, is how they're winning these games and that they're finding different ways to do it. And it again goes back to Kenny Atkinson and just the mind at work of that coach, of him as a coach. J.B. Bickerstaff, one of the biggest gripes against him was that he didn't have enough adjustments. He couldn't make the in-game adjustments. He didn't have enough wrinkles at his disposal. He just kind of tried to ride it out with the guys that got him there. And there's something admirable about that. We used to talk about Terry Francona doing that with the Guardians. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But Kenny Atkinson, he is a He's proactive. He thinks about other ideas rather than just the status quo that could potentially lead to winning. And to this point, it's worked every single time, to the point where they're 11-0 on the season with a chance to go 12-0 tonight against the Bulls. Let's go to the phones. Eric in Cam's Corner. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, Spencito, man. How you doing this evening?
Pretty good, brother. How are you?
Great. I just wanted to just shout out to all the veterans out there. Thank you for your service.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I've been calling this team dangerous pretty much since about 6-0. And how they, dispatched the Warriors was crazy. The ball not even touching the floor and shots is being made. Like, they're playing some fun basketball. And I think Kenny Atkinson, to your point with that small lineup that went out there Saturday that got them back in the game, you just got to be ready to play. You know, like, Jerry Allen didn't have it, and that's cool. But he went to some guys, and they were ready to play.
Yeah.
And I think that's the culture. That's the culture that he is raising, is you got to be ready to play because you never know when your number going to be called. And the beauty of it is you got guys playing basketball and being adaptive and making decisions, as opposed, oh, let me get the ball to Donovan in this clutch moment. You know, guys is performing well. And listen, this is a dangerous style of basketball. And I was thinking, Spencer, like, could the guys in the 80s really succeeded playing this way, this unselfish ball like this, because it was so ball dominant with one player? Like, that era of basketball, I think, is starting to leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this new era is coming. So I'm loving it. Like I always say, Cavs in six. we go, listen, are you really thinking championship right now? I mean, I know it's early, but, like, the East is not there yet. You know, the West is always strong. But they can make a finals run this year with this.
Eric, I appreciate the call. I will get to that question here coming up. And we'll get to some more of your calls on this thing. But just talking about how the Cavs have been so great, and the reason why I think that I know they're a great team based on what we've seen so far. We'll get to some more of your calls on it, and we will ask that question Eric just asked. Like, are you thinking about a championship already for this Cleveland Cavaliers squad? Also coming up, guys, what is the amount of money that you would have to find on the ground that's high enough that you would consider trying to find the owner of said money? We will talk about it coming up. We'll get back to this here on the other side. Lance Reisland at 6. It's Spencer German with you here on Afternoon Drive 92 to the Fan. And talk some more about the Cavs. We were just talking about the Cavs moments ago. Like I said, the 11-0 start is great, but the real reason I know this team is good is because they keep finding different ways to win. And to me, that is like the mark of a great team in this sport. And I think that's going to continue to come to fruition here in the weeks and months ahead. We'll see if they can make it 12 tonight. 12 would be nice. The win streak continuing would be nice. But I don't know that we have to like put all our eggs in that basket, because as Darius Garland said, it's about a lot more than that. Eric did ask at the end of last segment, though, is it too soon to start talking championship with the Cavs? And I am never going to be the guy telling you to lower your expectations. Like, have my Spencer Davies, friend of mine, former colleague of ours here at the station, and he was on earlier, I know, with Mitch and Jake. He always says that expectations are a robber of joy. Like, they steal joy away when you set expectations, because you end up then being disappointed if they don't reach them. And I understand what he's saying with that. And normally, like, as the fan that I am, would like to keep the bar low so that I don't get disappointed. I do that with Ohio State all the time. I do that with the Red Sox all the time. I mean, hell, I bet on the Red Sox fish with the worst record in baseball this year. But this Cavs team is super fun. I'm not usually going to tell you how to be a fan. And so if you want to start talking championship, I think it's fair. They've beaten everybody they're supposed to at this point. They are a wagon right now. There are going to be some tests along the way in the form of the Boston Celtics, most notably coming up here. They got two games in like a two-week span on the 19th and then the 1st of December. So we'll get to see how they match up head-to-head for the first time. But here's the thing, guys. Like, even that matchup, or even those matchups, we know that it's different than when you get to the postseason. Playoff basketball is just different. And so for me, I'm okay talking championships and thinking this team has a chance to compete for them. But what's really going to prove to me if this is a championship caliber team is what they do in the postseason, truly. And so I don't want to just gatekeep and be like, no, don't have expectations. It's not the playoffs yet. We need to see them in the playoffs first. Like that doesn't make it. I said this before, but like these sports are supposed to be, sports are fun because you go week to week and game to game with expectations, and you get excited about the possibilities of things. So I think it's totally fair to do that, and it makes the season more fun and enjoyable for all of us to sort of follow. But I'm keeping the bar where it's at right now, which is Eastern Conference Finals. I think for me, it's like I've just been reassured that they should at least be able to get to that point by this start and by beating a team like the Warriors the way that they did. I said it earlier, but I think that Warriors win is like the statement of the season so far. That was a testament like we are here. We are of your model because Kenny Atkinson has some of that Steve Kerr strategy in his brain from working underneath him for the last couple years. And, you know, we're a force to be reckoned with. I do not understate that. Like that told the rest of the NBA, the national pundits, everybody, you got to take this team seriously. It can't just be a, you know, the Cavs aren't going to roll over and be the soft team that they were accused of being in recent years. They're different this time around. And so I Eastern Conference Finals, at least if you're raising the bar at this point, I think that's fine. I want to see, and it's going to be a while, but like I'll probably by the time we get there believe that they have a shot. But the playoffs is where this team will really make its statement. If they're able to get out of the second round and accomplish at least that goal, then yeah, like of course they'll have a really good shot. But I want to see what they do to teams in the playoffs that are scheming for you and only you before I go fully to championship caliber. And I say that knowing that probably by March, if they're still playing really well and leading the East, I'll probably be there anyway. So we'll just have to see. 216-474-0092. If you want to talk Cavs with me here, at Spencito _ on Twitter, if you want to get involved in the conversation as well. I'm curious from you out there listening. Yesterday, we went to this Jurassic Quest. It was at the IX Center. My son is 2.5. He loves dinosaurs. We had the bye week. We were trying to make the most of it, so we did some family time stuff. We went to this dinosaur thing, and there was all these rides, and it was a good time. He had a good time. He colored this dinosaur picture that he's now like taking everywhere with him in the house. He can't put it down. It's great. It's the cutest thing ever. That's not what I want to talk about though. When we parked the car at the IX Center, we had to pay $10 to park. I get out of the car once we're parked, look down at my feet, and I see a very wet $10 bill on the ground that had, I guess, fallen out of maybe the car next to me, somebody's purse, wallet, whatever. And instantly I'm like, oh, shoot, $10. I'm picking this up. Basically got free parking for the day. How about that? Okay. And as the day unfolded, I kept thinking about this $10. I was like, man, I can't believe I found $10. That's a pretty good amount of money. I never usually get that lucky. Usually I find like a dollar on the ground. And I just walk, like, I'm a pretty empathetic person. People who are close to me or know me know that by now. Like I think about like, oh, what about the person that lost the $10? That's like the thing I do. I put myself in their shoes. I do that maybe too much sometimes. My wife says it can be sometimes a weakness for me, which is probably pretty true. But I was thinking about it like, listen, nobody's really fretting $10 when it's all said and done. Maybe 20 would be a little bit more. 100, I think, would probably be something where it's like, okay, that's a pretty significant amount of money to like most normal middle-class people where they're like, man, I can't believe I lost a $100 bill. But it got me on this thought process and this tangent where it's like, what is the amount of money that your reaction isn't just pick it up and keep it, and you know what? I probably should try to get this back to the original owner. Like, in my scenario, there was no way I was ever going to find the original owner. If I walk around this Jurassic Quest thing, asking people, hey, did you lose $10 in the parking lot? Every single person I ask is going to say yes, and they're going to take that $10. Like, nobody's going to, there's no, like, real judge, jury, or executioner there. It's just, somebody wants $10, they're going to take $10. Most people probably don't think much of $10 anyway. So they're like, eh, who's going to miss $10? And they'll just take it. So I'm not, like, most people, I think, in my shoes would have picked up the $10 and not tried to find the owner. I'm not saying I was trying to do that in this instance. It was ridiculous. But it just got me wondering, what is the amount of money where you're like, yeah, I probably should try to get this back to the owner? It's easy when it's like with a purse or with a wallet where there's an ID, and then you can just be like, okay, we'll get this back to the right person. But when it's just loose money on the ground, I don't know, man. Like, if I find a $100 bill on the ground, I'm still just picking it up and keeping it. And I'm like, hell yeah, that's gas for like the next 2 weeks. Let's go. Depending on how prices are impacted by the election, we'll see. It could be up, it could be down. Maybe it's 3 weeks of gas. We'll have to find out. But no, like, I'm just keeping it if it's $100 or lower. If you found like a banded $1,000, you trying to find the owner for that? We were talking during the break, Kayla, like, what you're supposed to do, right, is like take it to the police station and then...
Yeah, they say if somebody doesn't claim it in 30 days, then it's yours, but...
But can't any Joe Schmo just show up and claim it?
I mean, yeah, or one of the cops. That just feels like taking it.
I mean, listen, we've seen all those mafia movies. We know about dirty cops. Let's be real here.
I don't think I would worry about it unless it was something super impactful, like enough to pay rent.
Like a suitcase full of money.
I feel like I would be getting set up if it was a suitcase full of money. You're somebody's
like
watching me.
I'm like, they're putting me on a you're not gonna get me today.
Candid camera show of what would you do? And then
Maybe Keith has cameras. They know no bounds.
He doesn't need any more power than he already has.
Let's go to the phones. Is this Gavin or just Gavi? Oh, it's Gavi? Okay. Gavi, what's up, man?
What's up? How you doing? I was working as a server about 2 years ago, and it was near the end of a shift, and I found $200 on the ground, two $100 bills, you know, crisply pressed together, which, you know, obviously is a lot of money. You know, looked around. Does anybody have, like, look like they're looking for money? Asked some people, did you lose any money? You know. You got to do what you got to do. I wasn't going to give it back to the restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Like, there weren't that many more people there.
When you asked people if they lost money, what was their response?
I just went up to, like, one table with a bunch of people, and I was like, did anybody lose any money? They look funny, you know, at me, like, thinking, like, what, they need money from the waiter? You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, that's cool. Like, I'll keep it, you know?
Because that's the thing, like, it's an awkward conversation to have because you're going to go up and ask people, like, hey, did you lose money? And they're either just going to be like, yeah, actually, now that I think about it, I did. And they're just going to take advantage of the situation. Or like you said, they're going to be like, why is this guy asking me if I lost money? Like, I you know what I mean? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like in a case like that, you do what you got to do. Like, I looked around, you know, at the people sitting in the bar. Is there anybody looking like they're, you know, looking around? But once you do that, you know, it's fair game. Now, if it was like $1,000, I feel like I might have lingered around a little longer because at that point I would just be hoping that if I found the rightful owner, I could get, you know, maybe $200 or $300 if they had a kind heart, you know.
They'll give you a reward. Yeah, I could. That's a fair thought process. I understand where you're coming from, Gavi. I appreciate the call. Real quick here, Jared in North Ridgeville. How much money is the amount that you would start to try to at least find the owner?
Yeah, I would say, you know, about $100 is what I would say. And I also think it has a little bit to do with age, because one time I was with some buddies in a grocery store parking lot, and we looked down and we saw a $100 bill, and then about another 5 feet we saw another $100 bill, and we were both, you know, really excited. We're like, let's look for more. But as we looked up,
I thought it was like a leprechaun, like leaving money behind or something like that.
Yeah, but funny enough, it's kind of funny how you say you were thinking about it through the day, because this happened to me, you know, 12 years ago, and I still think about it sometimes, because when we looked up, there was like a nice red Corvette pulling out of the parking lot. And, you know, at the time, I mean, I was in high school, like, I'm like, this is a lot of money to me. But as I got older and more mature, if I was in that same situation, I honestly think I would have probably tried to run the car down, like, you know, before it pulled out, like, as it was backing out, and just ask. Because I'm a big believer in karma, you know, and I think you do the right thing, and right things will come your way.
That's a good point, Jared. I appreciate the call. Karma, I too tend to believe in some form of karma that exists out there. I clearly didn't think about that when I picked up that $10 yesterday. I was like, this is mine now. Free parking, baby. Let's go. I didn't care about any of that karma. I'm sure it'll come back to get me somehow. I'll probably walk out.
Whoopsie-daisy.
I'll probably walk out there and have a ticket on my car tonight. Even though it's Veterans Day. Who knows? Karma's coming for me. But I guess it's coming for us all. I don't know. I guess the consensus for me is like, if it's $100 or below, I'm just keeping it. If it's anything more than that, I'd think about it. Once you get to 1,000, I guess you got to at least try to find somebody who maybe lost that chunk of change. But times are tough out there, man. I could use that $350 too. 216-474-0092. We will try to get to more of your calls here in the final hour on the Cavs, the Browns, or otherwise on how much money you can find on the ground and keep it. When we get back, though, Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com, going to join us. We'll pick his brain about the state of the Browns, Deshaun Watson, what he saw watching the tape back of his six games, and much, much more. It's Spencer German with you, 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.